that's an ongoing problem countrywide. Lifelines going missing, it just comes in waves. But as I say, we had a massive crowd in Letterkenny over the weekend. There were tens of thousands. There's a lot of people travelling over the area involved along the Port Bridge and along the new walkway there, built along what was known locally as the Water Wall. Unfortunately, the life rings was thrown into the river, and a member of the public contacted myself, and I went and retrieved them and put them back in place. But unfortunately, there's one missing again from the walkway.
And as you say, this is a reoccurring issue. So if there were CCTV, as mentioned, in place, these people could be identified, and hopefully we would be able to hand out strong penalties then.
I would definitely agree with that. Now, I know some of the councillors have brought up, particularly Councillor Jimmy Cavan has been very proactive on it. Without singling Jimmy out, because without him, the life rings would not have been in place in the old Twin Bridge. And during the reconstruction of that four laneway coming in, I brought his attention to that. Well, the four life rings are situated at the Port Bridge. They're inaccessible. So he got two placed on that bridge as well. They should be placed easy access, high visibility, not having to climb over barriers and down through grass to get at them. There is another thing being talked to the council. It's a device being put on them so we can track the life rings. And he's been very, very proactive in that as well. But I think the council, the onus is on them to protect the people in their area. They're in charge of the bridges. Okay, so they need to put them on the bridges. They need to hive us. And I believe the camera is the best way, because we need prosecutions, because prosecutions through the court is the only thing that's going to deter people from interfering with life rings and throwing them away. I've seen so many situations where lives have been lost because life rings that we have placed and others have placed are not in situ when people go to look for them when there's somebody in the water. So I think prosecutions, a little step forward, thinking about it, getting cameras, watching the life rings, and there's another effect in that. If somebody unfortunately decides to enter the water, you know, timing is crucial. So whether they're sinking in, we can possibly identify where they have gone in. So it's just not just to protect the rings, it's also to protect the bridge and protect the public. And I think the council should take it on board, maybe a bit more proactive, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're a voluntary group, and replacing them, a life ring with a rope, one of them life rings with a rope, is costing an excess of €100. It's 60, 70 euro for the ring, and you're talking about 40 euro rope. So, you know, for a voluntary group who don't get any central funding, that's quite a strain on our resources, you know, replacing them. Like, the two sitting at the Old Town Bridge at the moment is two that I put there. The one I put on the walkway is one that I put there. That's gone. So I replaced that now this evening. So I think the council need to step up, and they need to start placing them on the bridges, high-vis, put their tracker system, whatever they want on them. If they go under the water, the council's aware that I won't retrieve them. You don't want a council member going near the water. But I think the camera going forward is the only thing that can deal with the issue. Prosecutions will help deter those who are interfering with them.